Emily, England first. Gold from the games at the weekend. How much did you enjoy the whole experience?
Oh, it was a really good experience. It was the first time me and 9 of the other girls got our first caps. So everyone was really excited to be there. And I think we all were really happy with our performances and how we played and the results of the games.
Have you already got plans to get your first cap on top of the fire?
My mum took it home with her. I think it's on the fireplace at the minute. So it's back at home, back in Huddersfield.
And it's great that Chiara was there to share the experience with you as well.
Yeah, it was really good to have Chi there. We spent a lot of time together this past week, a lot of time travelling with each other.
Yeah, I just wondered if it was nice to be spending time together at club and country together. How important is that to you?
Yeah, it is. I think as much time we get on court together as possible is the best. I think like connections are starting to form, and me and Chi both encourage each other on and off the court, so it's really good to have Chi there.
Now, that pass she did where it was almost, I'm just going to do it and not even look at things. Have you got any moves like that in your game ready to be seen?
Not really. Like, she's got flair. She's a really skillful player.
And the good news today, you're obviously going to be re-signing for Team Northumbria. How important is that to you?
Really important. It was probably the main priority last year. And we put a lot of hard work and a lot of time into Super League. So Team Northumbria, yeah, it's really important to us all.
Leah, I spoke to her at the back end of last season, and she reckoned that you just clicked as a team just that little bit too late. You'll be hoping, with the leagues not starting until February, you'll have more games to gel in a way as well.
A lot of the team, it's quite similar to last year, so hopefully we can carry on from where we left off last year, keep some of the connections from last year and build on them before the season starts.
And what's T brought to your game?
Good question.
One every interview is pretty good for me.
Let me have a think. I think I'd say she's made me a lot... What's the word?
Stronger?
I think she's made me a lot, a stronger player, yeah. Because you definitely have to be stronger in the Super League anyway. It's a lot tougher than what I'm used to. I feel like T's really coached me into wing deep position. Haven't really played that before last season very much. And I feel comfortable there now. I think that's pretty much down to T.
Are you looking forward to working with Jojo from the Dragons? Obviously, new attack options there.
Yeah, really excited about that. It'd be good to have a tall shooter in there. It'll change power attack. She'll be a big target for feeders.
And one of the priorities, obviously, this season, you'll be looking for a top 4 finish at least.
Yeah, we're hoping so. So that's always the aim.
How do you think the rest of the league's going to shape up? I mean, obviously, you'll have seen and worked with Tamsin at under-21s. Are Wasps going to be ones to watch? Are they the early favourites in a way, even though the season's months and months away?
They are looking good from the squad at least, but I think it's going to be really hard to judge this season. There's a lot of changes. The usual favourites, Thunder, they've lost a lot of their players. It's going to be really interesting to see how teams do this year.